On top of the plateau, Gorath and his three compatriots had repelled the brown rats who had come over the edge. Working together, they beat the vermin back, though it was the young badger, armed with tongue, his weapon, who was carrying the fight. He was indeed an awesome sight, roaring forth his battle cry, swinging the pitchfork like a mighty flail. Maudie was in top form, avoiding spears and crude blades. She was lashing out with all paws, sending foe beasts skittling over the rim, though several times the hermaid was almost struck by Gorath, sweeping his weapon in wide arcs. Ducking tongue repeatedly, Maudie found herself appealing to Selixa, who was swinging a loaded sling further along.
I hope you don't mind me saying, old gal, but couldn't you have a blinking word with your chum? He'll sweep us all over the edge if he ain't careful. Oh, beg pardon a tick.
She broke off to deliver a walloping left to a brown rat, sending him hurtling into space. Another came dashing up, wielding a spear. Before he could use it, the vermin was felled by one of Rangval's daggers. Maudie waggled her ears at the rogue squirrel.
Thanks terribly. I can't abide spear thrusters.
Rangval grinned as he bent to retrieve his blade.
Sure, think nothing of it, miss.
As he stood upright, the stock of Gorath's pitchfork swung too close, felling the squirrel. Maudie wagged the paw at Selixa.
You see, I told you he was going to jolly well hurt one of us, swinging that thing about.
Maudie helped Rangval up, rubbing the back of his head.
I say, old lad, are you all right? Still with us, what?
The rogue squirrel smiled crookedly.
Oh, I think I'll live, as long as the big fella doesn't give me another swipe.
Selixa ducked and dodged until she was at Gorath's side.
You're not feeling the attack of blood wrath, are you?
The young badger looked a bit pink about the eyes, but he stopped swinging briefly.
No, I've got it under control, Selixa. Why, is anything wrong?
She squeezed his paw reassuringly.
No, but watch out for your friends when you swing tongue around. You just hit poor Rangval.
Gorath was about to apologise to the squirrel when a shout from the other side of the plateau alerted him. A gang of the Blood Gullet's crew came stampeding over the far rim, yelling madly. Maudie picked up a fallen vermin spear and followed both badgers to repel the invaders. Rangval joined her, twirling a dagger in either paw.
Ah, miss, if only my dear owlet mother could see me now, I know just what she'd say.
Maudie singled out a ferret, muttering as she went for him.
What would your dear old mater say?
The rogue squirrel shrugged as he imitated his mother.
Here we go again, my son. What have I told you about all this fighting, you rascal?
There were far too many brown rats for Osbill and his shrews to defeat, but they achieved a certain purpose with their fierce attack. One of the Gowsham scouts who had been ranging around the base of the plateau reported back to his logalog.
Chief, there's a crew of those sea vermin attacking the plateau from the rear.
This was worrying information, requiring some quick thinking from the Gowsham chieftain. Osbill cast a glance up at the rim, summing up his thoughts aloud.
There's only the two badgers, Maudie and Rangval, defending up there as far as I can see.
The scout interrupted.
There should be five. What's happened to the young hog, Orkwill? There's no sign of him.
Osbill shook his head.
Who knows, mate? He might be dead or lying wounded somewhere. We can't stop everything to go searching for him. One thing's certain. We can't leave good beasts up there to perish. Gather the tribe. We'll make a charge. Stampede through the middle of Curdley's rats and carry on until we reach the plateau. That way we can join our friends and make a proper stand.